Hi, this is Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to Love, Lineage, and Legacy. We begin now with Love, Part 1. Love, Lineage, and Legacy. Which of those is most important? Which of them steps out for you? We're going to start with love, because I think for most of us, that's what we're looking for our whole lives. So this is about resolving family lines, family ties, family input, and family problems. We all have almost the same familiar refrain running through the backs of our minds. If Dad had only loved me the way I needed to be loved. If Mom had only approved of me the way I needed to be approved of. We have those ideas swimming around inside of us and really writing our life stories, don't we? So wouldn't it be amazing to come to grips with the love agenda? First of all, you have to look at, what are my expectations? You know, there's that familiar phrase, often a refrain, if only they could love me the way I need to be loved. That's called an agenda, my friends. And it isn't necessarily what you need to feel loved. It's what your ego might need to feel satisfied at some level. But to feel real love, that's another thing. So often when I work with people doing counseling and energetic healing, what I experience is their issues and their pathologies, their imbalances, their blockages and stops often have to do with missed connections, with ways that their expectations and needs weren't met by somebody who was trying very hard to put forth their own ideas, their own agenda, to fulfill what they felt was their agreement, their contract. As a mother, I know it's really tough to do that. It's hard to be what your child needs you to be when you need to be what your mother wanted you to be. So this gets passed down and down and down and down through the generations. And we carry this lineage, really, or I guess you could call it an imprint of the love that your great, 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 great grandmother wanted to receive from her mother, wanted to give to her children, and they wanted to give to their children, and down through the family line until it comes to you in the garbled form that you received it. So many of us think, oh, I've worked through my family issues. I've resolved it. But I just love everybody. Seriously? You love everybody? It's not possible to love everybody. Because if you're saying that and you're focused on the outer, you've forgotten to love who you are. You've forgotten to focus on that part of yourself that is bruised and broken, battered and pummeled by life. That's where the work starts. Not loving out there. We're all about making peace on the planet. I don't know one person who doesn't want that. We want an end to war. We want an end to famine and destruction. And, you know, the New Age therapists have been saying for years, well, that begins with you. You have to love yourself. And I'm actually going to add a little wrinkle to that. I'm going to suggest that it doesn't begin with you. It began 20 generations ago with your great-grandmother. Great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. And you are the product of human evolutionary development. The question is, do you want to continue to be the product of human evolutionary development and keep automatically walking into the wall every 20 days? Or would you like, possibly, to rewrite your own program? To actually change what your agenda is and understand what you need from love, so that you can turn it around and shine it forth into the world. Because you actually can't give your love to the world. You have to be your love to the world. You have to own it deeply in your heart, body, mind, spirit, soul. You have to swallow it down, hold it in the marrow of your bones, and know that that's who you are. And you know what? Most of us don't know that. There's been an awful lot of work done in the, I guess they call it the inner child work. And unfortunately, what happens to a lot of people who do this sometimes beneficial inner child work is they get stuck in the inner child. And so they say things like, my little girl wants to feel loved. Really? So here's the thing. Every part of you wants to be loved. Your little girl is just where your ego is stuck. So the idea here is to let yourself let go of the egoic constriction, the egoic girdle that you've been wearing. They did go out of fashion, ladies. So why are you still wearing your egoic girdle? The girdle that's making you small, that's making you silly, that's making you say things like, my little girl wants to feel loved. The truth is, your little girl maybe was loved, maybe wasn't loved, but by going in and making yourself be this little girl, you're losing the chance to be the powerful woman that you truly are. The warrior for peace, the champion of kindness and compassion. So let go of this need to keep yourself small, little, ineffectual, and needy. Let go of that. Step into a place in yourself of true loving power. You know, when the universe is simply expressing, it doesn't have an agenda. It's just expressing. All it's doing is expressing, showering us with life, with the vitality of every single thing there is. Everything from love to hate to health to death to excitement to boredom. Everything there is being showered upon us by universal creation. Not by your need for love. So what is the agenda that you've got going on? What do you need? Take out a piece of paper. Let's make a list. What do you need? And write on that list all the bits and pieces, all the stuff that if your mom had only done this, this, and this, You'd be okay now. If your dad could have just been a little more approving, then you'd be able to approve of yourself right now. So write those things down. Write all the ways that you feel you've been shortchanged, ripped off, and screwed. Write them all down, because that's what's standing in between you and shining forth your universal experience of love. It's also what's standing between you and actually being an effective human being. Because love is the answer. Love is the door. Love is the richest, juiciest, and most charged emotion that we've got. And so often, we're living out of the charge. We're living out of the, I need, I want, me. We're living out of that. What good is that getting us? Maybe there's some satisfaction. Maybe there's some egoic, you know, moment of glory. But the truth of the matter is, if we're really going to be honest, on your deathbed, are you going to lay there and say, I wish, I could have been better. It could have been better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or do you want to lay there and say, I loved. Know that your heart was wide open. Your spirit was willing to give unconditionally. Your soul rose to the truth of what love really is. And all that you are and all that you can be was present in your life, soaring, accomplishing things that you wanted to accomplish, doing things you loved, and giving others the opportunity to see their own beauty in you. This is the gift. Love is a mirror. When I hold that mirror up, I am completely accepting of my beloved's eyes. When I hold that mirror up, I'm not saying if only he would do this, or only she would do that, or only they would do these things. I'm simply saying, I see you. I am with you. And you can't do that if you're thinking, but only if mommy had loved me more, if daddy had loved me more, when are you going to get over it? How long do you want to be mommy and daddy's little mess? When are you going to step up, pull your panties up, and say, I'm a big girl now and I'm living my life. And I am the mirror. I am the one who stands for love. And I will stand for that. So many of us rely on our religious beliefs and our faith to bring us to the point where we can love. I want to invite everybody to find that in themselves. Not beliefs necessarily, but that place, that sanctuary within, that place where the divine truth of what your soul is here to do, lives and breathes and exists in complete calm, in complete accessibility. So many of us make it so difficult for ourselves. We fight and fight and fight against what it is that we want to do. So put on your list. Make this deep, intense list. Put on that list all the ways that you have not done what you wanted to do. When you have failed, when you have miserably screwed things up, when you've broken other people's hearts or taken away their hope, stolen their dreams, and been cruel because you are impatient or tired. Take this opportunity right now to commit to living a life of love. To step away from the lineage that your mother and father gave you of how an agenda must be held about love. Stop being mommy's good little girl and daddy's little man. Cry. Guys, cry. Women, get mad. Let yourself have your emotions. Feel them. Let them explode out of you. And be awake to the truth that love is the doorway into your soul's reality. You're vibrant. You're awake. You're putting one foot in front of the other. You're making a difference. You're going through your life. But as you make your deep thinking, feeling, knowing list about all the ways that you shoulda, coulda been loved, when you're doing that, don't forget to put on that list the ways you failed yourself. The ways that you didn't give yourself a second chance, that you just dropped out of college or left the relationship you should have given another shot. The ways that you thought, well, I can't have that. I can't have that. I can't have that happiness, that love, that possibility. I can't have that. Let yourself open the door. Just a crack into an agenda-free love experience. Oh my God, what would that look like? What would it look like to literally feel the fire of love in your heart for no good reason? Literally feel passionate about the morning, about waking up, about walking outside, about looking at your family. About every single day. We are extraordinary beings. We have the opportunity to love. Not like, not be grateful for getting fed. No, love. It is an angelic, cosmic realm emotion. It is an emotion that is definitive. It is an emotion that can evoke material reality. It is the emotion. And when we let ourselves love, we're so much bigger than when we make ourselves follow the agenda. I've got to have it this way. I need this. I need this. I need this. I want this. I have to do this. Without this, I'm nothing. I must have, I must do, I must be. Cut it out. It's time to step it up. I mean it. It's time for us all to step it up. We've got to stop living from the agenda, and we've got to start living from the truth. And the truth is, you're okay. Even if you're completely screwed up, you're actually okay in there. And that fire of love that I'm talking about, that's the impetus. That's what brings you forward. That's what makes you wake up in the morning and go, I'm alive. I can breathe in and breathe out, and I am alive. Even if you feel awful, even if you're sick, you're still going, you're still alive. Even if you're dying, you're dying in the moment. You're living in the moment of your death. Wow! What an opportunity to love. Every single moment that we exist is an opportunity to love, to give of ourselves, and to stop thinking that we're small, insignificant, unsuccessful, little beings. So love, lineage, and legacy. Those are the three pieces we're looking at in this series. Make your list of all the ways you weren't loved, of all the things that went wrong, make your list, and then burn it. And as you're burning it, take a nice deep breath and say, I release you, I am grateful, and I am done being small about my love. I am stepping into my big, exotic, awakened, powerful, loving self. Teach that to your children.